shadows need light. And as a kid, I was told mine was sewn to the soles of my feet. With little girl spins, we throw our wishes to the wind. And I swear I heard her heartbeat. Talked of where she'd been. Every time the sun disappeared, she'd watch the little girl spin, collect their wishes from the wind, and chase away the shadows they feared on the long shadow trail. On the long shadow trail. So when the sun's gone, some other one sees her shadow, hears her heartbeat. I give a little girl grin, I cast my wish upon the wind. For the sun in its heat just so Evangeline back to my feet. On the long shadow trail, on the long shadow trail.
So it's great to talk to you today, Linda.
Thank you so much, Janice. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, too.
Well, we're really looking forward to you joining us in Guelph on Friday, October the 9th. Remember, that is a show at Silence. It's going to be an evening with Linda McRae, which means that you're going to get Linda McRae all night. So hopefully you'll definitely come out and join us for that show. Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk about the new album, Linda, which is Shadow Trails. We started off with the song that I think would be the title track. It's got a slightly different title. That is, of course, Long Shadow Trail. Tell us about this new album.
Well, it's we're really proud of this. Working with Steve Dodson on this record has been an amazing experience. And it's a little bit of a departure from some of my other albums. I think it's a little bit rockier. But a lot of the song material came from some of the workshops that my husband James and I have been doing. They've been inspired by the work we've been doing in prison facilities and with inmates all over North America, as well as youth at risk and people in detox centers and everything. We have a creative writing workshop that we do with those folks. So it's been a pretty amazing experience. So a lot of the stories and different things have come from some of those experiences working with those people, as well as personal experience, of course, too.
And I think at the moment, if I'm right, you're in Nebraska actually doing a workshop at this moment. Is that right?
We are, yes. We did two last night with the Young Women and the Youth Rehabilitation and Treatment Center here in Geneva, Nebraska. We've been here. This is about our fifth time, I think. They keep having us back, so that's a good sign. It started as a result of our involvement in the Arts and Corrections Program at New Folsom Prison, and we were just trying to figure out. It was such an incredible experience, and we were so well-received. It was totally different than we ever could have imagined. We were just shown so much respect, and it was really fun, and we had a really wonderful time with the inmates, and can see, you know, what kind of an effect the arts can have on people, on their quality of life and everything. So we just thought we'd like to try and continue in some way. Where do we think we could make the most impact? So we thought, well, you know, we'll work with at-risk youth, and unfortunately there's, you know, there's no shortage of at-risk youth facilities all over North America. So that's what we've been doing, and we're working with the Young Women in Nebraska. Then we head to York, and we worked with the women in the women's penitentiary in York, Nebraska, over the next couple of days as well. So,
can you tell us about how you got into it? I mean, you got into it through doing the work at New Folsom. Is that how things started for you?
Yeah, it totally is. We were so moved by our experience there. We just thought, oh my gosh, we've been handed this, you know, for a reason. We were part of the Arts and Corrections Program there, and we just really wanted to continue in some way and try and make a difference. And it's our way of giving back. And so we just thought, well, you know, if we try and teach songwriting, we won't reach as many kids. We decide to work with kids. And if we keep doing the songwriting thing, they don't all play music. So, you know, maybe we'll do a creative writing workshop instead. And they can, if there are writers that want to try and do songwriting, they can still incorporate the exercises and the things that they learn and that they do in the workshop as part of their writing. So that's kind of where it's gone. We've done about 70 workshops now, and each one is just a revelation. It's been totally life-changing. No one ever could have told me that, you know, 5 years ago that I would be going into maximum security prisons and working with inmates, or, you know, and with the kids and everything. It's just been amazing. It's such a wonderful experience. I'm very grateful to have music in my life and to have had this experience. It's been an incredible thing.
You mentioned that you're doing these workshops with your partner, James Whitmire. Can you talk about his influence on your life and also the way he helps you with the workshops?
Sure. Well, I met James online on Match.com, actually, in 2006. And again, it's totally life-changing. We had a pretty quick romance. 2 months after we met, he had written me 135 poems. He's a retired rancher. He raised American Mammoth Jackstock, which are horse-sized donkeys. They're beautiful animals, amazing animals. And he started to write poetry. He had retired and started to write poetry, which is what, you know, had attracted the two of us, brought the two of us together. So we got married a year later. He asked me if I could live anywhere in the world. Where would it be? And I thought he was just talking out of the side of his mouth. So I said Austin or Nashville, just because of the music and you know, where some of our friends are and everything. So he said, well, we better go check it out. So we ended up going down to Nashville and staying in a place called SoCan House, where if you're a member, my performing rights organization that collects royalties for my songs being played on the radio is called SoCan. And they have two apartments in Nashville where you can go and stay for free. You just put, you know, reserve the room. And they happen to have a be open at that time. So James and I went down and spent 2 weeks there and ended up buying a house on the last day we were there. So it's just been life-changing. And plus, he just he celebrated his 27th sobriety birthday this past summer in July. And the kids and the inmates, the people that we're working with in the workshops, really relate to him because he's been in the same situations as some of them have been. You know, we don't pretend to understand what they're going through or what their situations are, and don't want them to, you know, think that we're just playing lip service or anything. And he's a very friendly and approachable person, so we just get a great response from the folks that we're working with. It always kind of blows us away, but it happens every time. It's just an amazing thing. So I just feel so fortunate to have met him, and he's had such a tremendous impact on my career and on my life. You know, he's my manager, and he books all of my shows, and he's just an all-around really good guy. There are still out there.
Well, that's a great story. And if anyone's listening and still, you know, looking for that person, maybe Match.com is the place to go.
Yeah.
You have written a song that's dedicated to James. I'd actually like to play that now. It's entitled My Man. And it's a song, yeah, I think you wrote with Steve Dawson. Is that right?
I did, yeah. I was having some I wrote the words and I had the music, but I didn't really, it wasn't really working yet. So I asked Steve, you know, if he could help me with it, and he ended up writing new chord changes for it, and it was just fantastic. I loved the way it came out. You know, he's a brilliant guy.
Well, let's take a break just now. This is Linda McCrae from her new album. It's entitled Shadow Trails, and this is My Man. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thank you.
That's Linda McRae with My Man from her new album, Shadow Trails. She's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're talking about the new album. We're also talking about her visit to Guelph, which takes place on Friday, October the 9th. It's at Silence. It's an evening with Linda McRae, which means you'll get two wonderful sets. We'll talk a little bit later about what we can expect at that show. But Linda, what I'd like to do now is to talk a little bit about the album itself.
There's quite a few songs that I wrote on my own on the record. I think there's about half. The co-writes on the record were done with James, with my husband. He and I do, a few co-writes. And my friend MC Hansen from Denmark, I toured the Yukon with him a few years ago with Kim Beggs, and we really hit it off. And he and I co-wrote, I think, two songs, Jesus or Jail and Hannah, on the record. And then Steve and I co-wrote a couple of songs on here as well. There's also a Willie P. Bennett song on here that has never been released. Willie had recorded it, but he sadly passed away in the interim, and it was never released. So I'm really, really happy to be able to include that. Willie was a good friend and a terrific guy. But yeah, I love co-writing, but I love writing on my own as well. I had an artist residency in Florida with an organization called Escape to Create in January. I had a house to myself for a whole month, and I ended up writing half a dozen songs. Eight songs, four of them are on this record. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience having that space and the time to be able to do that, you know.
So tell us about some of the people playing on the record. I noticed the names John Diamond and Gary Craig are there, the wonderful rhythm section from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and several other different bands. Must be great to play with those guys, is it?
Oh, man, yeah, they're amazing. And they played on my very first record after I left Spirit of the West. I was in Spirit of the West for many, many years. And Johnny and Gary were in the band, part of the band, when I was recording my first record with Colin Linden. And they're one of the best rhythm sections you're ever going to find. We recorded the album live off the floor with me in one room and then everybody else in another room. I was separated so they could record my vocals and the guitar. And then we had a keyboard player, Steve O'Connor, and then John Diamond, and then Gary, and then Steve. In the room, we were at the Woodshed Blue Rodeo's studio in Toronto, and then they had just set up baffles. Steve had set up baffles, you know, between people so that it would separate the sound. Sound wouldn't get a lot of bleed through the mics and everything, but everybody could still see each other, and it was amazing. Like, we, you know, Steve had made out charts for all the songs, and we played them two or three times, and boom, they were done, so... It was pretty incredible, and Tim Vesely was engineering it. Tim from the Real Statics, who's a friend I've known for years, and it was, but I hadn't seen him in quite some time, so it was really, really fun. We had a wonderful time, and then Steve added some, there were some other parts that were added later. Fats Kaplan, who is an amazing musician. We just had a CD release show at the Station Inn in Nashville last Monday, and he was part of that. And our good friend Ray Bonneville played some amazing harmonica, as he is wanting to do. He's a great, great, great harmonica player and a wonderful musician. And I love Ray's work. And Gerf Morlix, who's also a friend, has been on a number of my CDs and produced my second CD. He sang on Long Shadow Trail. And, Lori Lewis actually sang a harmony part on the Willie P. Bennett song as well. And our friend Carrie Latimer, who was in the band Nathan, she has a new band called Leaf Rapids now. And she sang some Bee Gees art as well. And I probably left somebody out. Oh, and Jeff Kelly from Spirit of the West actually played some whistle on the last track on Hannah.
It's an absolute fabulous album. Now, I want to talk about the show in Guelph. You're in Guelph on October the 9th. It's part of the CD release tour for this album. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect at that show.
I'm really thrilled to be coming to Guelph. Guelph is one of the prettiest towns I've ever seen. I love it. I've spent a number of, days there over the years. I've had friends that have lived in Guelph, and it's just, such a gorgeous place. But yeah, as far as the show goes, I'll be playing a bunch of songs from the new album. I'll be playing mostly solo, and I play accordion and banjo and guitar and a porch board stomp box thing with one foot and a tambourine with the other, so I'm a little bit of a one-man band. I used to call myself Linda McCrae and her two-arm band. but anyway, you know, there'll be a lot of storytelling and talking about the album and just how, you know, where the songs came from. And, it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully folks will come out.
I imagine you'll dip back into your back catalog too?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I love the 50 Shades of Red album, that wonderful compilation. A great introduction to your music.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Much appreciated. Yeah, and that was my first record for Borealis Records, and I was really, that was quite an experience for me hearing. For those that don't know, 50 Shades of Red was an album compilation CD that Borealis put out to introduce me to their audience, and there are songs from all the past albums that I've done of my own solo records, starting in 1997 all the way up till 2012. So for me, it was quite an amazing experience actually hearing all this stuff come together, and it felt to me like it all fit together pretty well as a package. You know, you couldn't really tell the difference between songs that had been written in 1997 compared to 2012. Somehow they just all fit together, and I'm just really proud of that. You know, it's a really nice.
As compilations go, it's absolutely fantastic, and certainly a great introduction. And obviously, people can pick up the new album Shadow Trails when they come out and see you. Linda, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today. Remember, Linda McCrae will be in Guelph Friday, October the 9th, for a show at Silence. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details. We have only one more thing to do, and that's play the final track today. I thought we should play Jesus or Jail, and I'd love it if you'd introduce that for us, Linda.
Sure. Jesus or Jail, I wrote with my husband James, as well as our friend MC Hansen from Denmark, and it was inspired by a film that we saw one time. Called Searching for the Wrong-Eyed Jesus. It's a really interesting film, and I think the premise behind the film was if you live in the Deep South and you're extremely poor, you only have two choices in life, and one is Jesus and the other one is jail.
Thanks very much for spending the time to talk to us today. Safe travels, and we'll see you in Guelph on the 9th.
Thanks, Jan.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall, and this is Linda McCrae with Jesus or Jail.
God, know you free.
my take.